KRockFootball.com.au. Season countdown continues. Time now to talk all things St Albans. The Super Saints last year finishing 11th, 3-15. They had a couple of coaches who were on three-year deals, Hayden and Jared Best, but unfortunately both are no longer with the club. At the end of the season, Jared indicated that he would no longer go on in the role, moving back to Melbourne. And then just before Christmas, Hayden also decided that being at St Albans was no longer for him. He had a couple of issues to deal with. So they've turned to one man who was pretty impressive in his first year in the competition, in Adam Bishevsky, and a man who knows the club pretty well. He's been at the club in previous roles and most recently was assistant coach as Model Warri broke a 24-year premiership drought. I speak of Chris Carlon. They've been good enough to join us in the studio. Gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to season 2019.
Thank you.
Been a very interesting off-season. Take us through it, gentlemen. I'm not phase two, but how it all unfolded that you have come together in this coaching union.
Oh, well, I guess, it was probably just by chance in terms of we were in the right place at the right time. But obviously both of us originally appointed as assistant coaches for this year. And as things, you know, changed, obviously the circumstances changed for Hayden and he had to step away, which is completely understandable. And that opportunity then came up for us. So, look, we grabbed it with both hands and we're both pretty excited, to be honest. We probably both never considered falling into it in this way in terms of co-coaching a GFL side. We both have aspirations to probably coach a GFL side in some way, shape or form, but the way it's happened is unique, but it's actually probably played to our strengths in terms of being able to balance off each other and approach things in probably different ways for the playing group. So they feel that they're getting, you know, heard and getting the feedback in different ways, which can benefit some that it appeals to more than others. But yeah, it's been a great challenge for us, and to see the growth, I think, in the playing group over the last 12 weeks since we've really taken over has been outstanding, and looking forward to turning over a new leaf in 2019.
Chris, you've completed the trifecta. You've coached in the GDFL at Blue West, you've coached Newcombe, and now you've got St Albans as a senior coach. I don't think too many have done that, so congratulations on a piece of history. Probably didn't happen the way you expected it to, though.
No, that's right. Look, I'll actually I'll correct you there and say that I coach in the CDFL as well. So I've got
we got four, all four.
All four. I've done the four peak. Yeah, look, it's quite an honour to be back at St Albans and being the senior coach. Being a junior player and playing the early part of my senior career there, it's a massive opportunity to feel like you're coming home and getting an opportunity that maybe I might not have got otherwise.
You and I spoke, I think, in January, and you said you were coming back because you knew the club needed some help and there were some older guys that have been around the club for a while that have come back to lend a hand. I suppose lending a hand and being a senior coach are two completely different things. It wasn't what you envisaged.
No, it wasn't. Look, I enjoyed my last 2 years at Model Warri, and they're a great club, and I left a piece of me there. And obviously having that success last year was fantastic. But, it was more I was always wanting to come home to St Albans in some way, shape or form, and I did just let them know that if there was a role around and the forward line coach was what it was going to be, and then due to circumstances, probably much to my wife's disgust, here I am as a co-senior coach of St Albans, so yeah.
All right, so you're appointed, well, we get it publicly in January that you two are doing the role. Has it put the group behind the eight ball? Did you find yourselves, you know, having to play catch-up a little bit with the group to ensure that come April 6th they're right to go, or were things fairly, I suppose, stable and as a result it hasn't been that a bigger deal for you?
I think from purely from a timing perspective, it's pretty obvious to see that, I guess, you know, if we were looking to shape our ideal side and go and recruit ourselves as senior coaches, of course, timeline was against us. But I think the work that had been done in November as a playing group and the fact that we were assistant coaches, we'd been there from the start of pre-season and had talked about turning over a new leaf. Yep. Anyway, I guess from a cultural aspect of the club, but also from setting some standards for the players and trying to drive, obviously a better club as a whole. And ultimately, the philosophy was around bringing good people to the club, not focusing necessarily on talent, but we need to find that mix of actually bringing in good people and making it a place where people want to be. So I think the wheels were in motion, and us taking it over, we were probably then able to take, apply our stamp or, do it in our way and push it forward probably a little bit more, and to be honest, probably quicker than we've expected. Looking at it now, heading into our last pracky before round one, we feel we're in a pretty good space. Yeah, we had a short turnaround time, and that's always been the challenge, and we knew that. So I think with the time we've had, I'm very proud with the work that we've done as a club.
What have you taken out of the two practice matches so far?
We've probably been able to give experience to quite a few players. Yep. Obviously, with cricket commitments and other commitments throughout the summer, obviously you have a high turnover in your practice matches. But we've been able to give some good experience to some really young fellas, especially the game on the weekend against North Geelong. And now moving on into playing Newtown this weekend, we actually get probably as close to our list together as possible, which has probably been the main aim, with the cricket finals and that being finished for St Albans. We get a few players back. So, it's about getting game time into them and getting our structures right probably in the first two games, and now being able to really prepare for round one this week.
Yep. You've landed a massive recruiting blow late in the pre-season. Sam Michael, as we know, a big fella playing in the NEAFL, obviously was on Essendon's top-up list, I think at Brisbane at one stage as well. Talk to us about how that connection's come about, and you've got him, and I suppose how important he'll be filling a key role in the ruck.
Well, I guess it originally came up probably in fortuitous circumstances.
They always do, these good recruits.
Yeah, they do. And it was just through a connection of one of our actual VFL-listed players, Blake Grewer. They had played footy together, and I think a bit of a chance meeting. Blake works in the city, and a few of our other players that we've been able to recruit this year in terms of, like, Caleb Tiller, also work in the city, and they happen to get together, I believe, and have a discussion and talk about whether he was interested in playing footy with us. And then it just essentially snowballed from there. Yeah. The seed was planted from there, and then, you know, we've had further discussions from there, and you know, he's come down to training, and it's been fantastic, and obviously we're really thrilled to have him on board late, and I'm sure he can add a lot of experience and guidance for us, but also a lot for the playing group on field.
Caleb Tiller played spent time at Carlton, on Carlton's list. How did that come about, and how will you use him? I suspect that a player of that ability, you don't probably want to limit to one area of the ground. You'd be able to use him in multiple roles.
Yeah, absolutely. So come about through my connection with Caleb, actually. So I played the 2008, I played with Murray Bush Rangers, yeah. And fortunate enough to win a flag and have a good side that year.
You didn't try and get steel side bottom by any chance?
No, unfortunately.
next year?
Well, he's still contracted, I think. He's not a free agent this year. That's a good one. That's on my list for next year. Contact steel. So we're obviously fortunate enough to have such a great side that year. And Caleb was a part of that. And out of that that year, which was successful, he got obviously drafted as a bottom age, I believe, to Carlton for a couple of years. And always had stayed in touch. But again, fortuitously caught up with him at our premiership reunion, which we had late last year.
Yep.
And just talked about footy and where he was at. And he was living this side of Melbourne and interested in finding a new club and playing footy again. He didn't play last year, and he did a lot of travel and got married and that sort of thing. So he was looking forward to pulling the boots back on. And I guess I got in his ear, and he came down for a few runs, and he really, you know, fitted in really well to the group and bought in straight away to what we're trying to achieve. So he's been fantastic. And I think in terms of using him, we probably use his knowledge and experience as well.
Yep.
He's obviously played at that highest level or been there in some capacity. So the boys will really just sponge off him, I think. We've got a young playing group, so he'll be able to have a lot of influence. But he predominantly played forward there, so we'd probably look for him to play a forward. But, you know, he has played a bit of a swing of roles through his, sub below AFL after he got delisted. He played, you know, wing and back as well, but predominantly forward. So, look, we're fortunate that he's quite flexible, and he's another tool to add, which is what we need.
Yep. Billy Beardsall returns home, former GFL rookie of the year, I think 3 or 4 years ago now. He's been up playing in the NEAFL, and when you go and play at a high level, you'll only come back better quality, Chris.
Yeah, look, he's been fantastic around the group. He's actually looking forward to playing with his two brothers as well, which is an added extra for him. But look, in terms of the way he goes about it, he's an extremely quiet fella and very humble. He doesn't talk about what he's done in his football, but he just brings that hard and tough sort of attitude that we're looking for, and it's sort of something that we've built our pre-season around. Extremely skillful. He's when I first saw him, and I hadn't had a lot to do with Billy, but when I first saw him, I thought, oh, really? Is this what we've got? You know, he looks very laconic and very, very laid back, and then when the ball's in his area, he just turns into a completely different animal, which is fantastic to see, and obviously why he catches a lot of defenders off guard. So.
Couple of guys that will be like recruits. Firstly, he was captain last year, Tristan Battaglia. I'm not sure whether he'll captain you again this year, but coming back from a knee reco, can you give us an update on where he's at and will we see him round one, or are we going to have to wait a little bit longer?
Look, Tritter will co-captain the club this year with Brent Mullen. Yep. So he gets the opportunity again to lead the club with his experience and impart that knowledge onto Brent, who's never sort of captained the club before. So they're a great mix between the two of them. Very similar to our coaches. Look, he's actually today, he goes up to see the surgeon today in Melbourne. And if the surgeon says that he's okay to go, he's been back in full training probably for about a month now. He's been training flat out the whole pre-season, and he's really, he's been hanging on this result. So hopefully today he gets some good news and then we get to go ahead and sort of try and get some game time into him this weekend. And then look at how he's going for round one, whether he plays up with us or not. Time will tell.
Okay. Hayden Elliott last year played maybe the first half of the season before heading overseas. Is he back? And I'm guessing if he is, he's going to be well and truly in calculations for round one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he is. He's back. He's had a full preseason. He's actually looking fantastic. And I guess, you know, he's growing as a young man and a leader too at our club now, so which is fantastic for him, and he's really primed for a big season, and obviously him being a big tall big man, we need him up and firing, so looking forward to that.
Blake Brewer was aligned to St Albans last year. Will that continue? And I'm guessing how often you see him is dependent on the health of Richmond's AFL list.
Yeah, correct. Yes, we do have him, and yes, it'll depend on the health and obviously his form and that sort of thing. He's been playing up in the Northern Territory at the moment. Just won a premiership up there with
Nightcliffe.
That's right. So he's missed a chunk of the preseason at Richmond, obviously due to playing up there. Yep. So how that impacts, you know, I guess time will tell in terms of his selection in that space. But yeah, we'll just welcome him with open arms whenever we can get him.
Yep. I mentioned Hayden Elliott's name. He's one of a handful of very talented youngsters. I want to give you some numbers. Sam Wolfenden, 37 games. Bailey Brogdon, 29 games. Harley Cobb, 21 games. Will Lord, 23 games. They're now starting to get some GFL senior experience, and this is probably the year for that quartet, throwing Hayden on that they can really start to have an impact on the GFL.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the most exciting things that Adam and I have had to see these young blokes grow. I think they've realised that now's the time, and their pre-season has been fantastic, along with a bunch of other young fellas underneath them. But I think now they realise to be consistent and good GFL footballers, they needed to have the pre-season they've had, and it's been very solid. We have pushed them to a degree to try and find that little bit extra and wanting them to get out of their comfort zone to actually aim to be, you know, 100, 150, 200 game players for the club. But just to be that consistent footballer, or you know, inside them, bring that consistent footballer out to make sure that, you know, week in, week out, they're going to contribute and not float in and out of games, which yep. is, yep.
The other one I was going to ask about was Alex Cranch. I think he came back last year from off his knee injury that had kept him out for a little while. How's he tracked through pre-season?
Look, Alex has been good. He's probably had the best pre-season he's had in a number of years. So fitness-wise, he's probably as fit as he's ever been. And he's worked extremely hard to get back, and I know it's been a bit of an emotional ride for him, and we've sort of all gotten around him, and he's played both practice matches in the seniors, and the way he's going now, you know, he's giving himself every chance to play in round one, considering where he's come from. I think it's great, and it shows a lot of character for the young bloke to really dig in and show the character that's probably been tested over the years, and now he's come with the right attitude this year to really give it a crack, and hopefully for his sake and for the club's sake, being a junior of the club, we get to see the best of him now.
Adam, anybody that was kicking around at 12 o'clock last year that has impressed you over pre-season that might, you know, put their hand up for round one or early part of the season that's taken their footy to another level?
Probably Al's probably one, to be honest. He was probably in and out of the senior side last year and obviously still coming back and finding his feet. So he'd be certainly one that's, yeah, really, I guess, stamped his mark through pre-season in terms of getting himself fit and able. I guess we've probably seen more so a growth in the young players as averse to players that spent a huge amount of time in the reserves, yep. If it wasn't for injury or anything like that. Which is also exciting. I think it's really exciting to see a young group that are really driven. And in terms of what we've seen from not only their fitness and their commitment, but just how they're playing with the footy in our simulated training drills and even in the practice matches now, it's really exciting. I guess that core group you mentioned, seeing them take their footy to the next level, and I'm really excited to see them actually become high quality senior GFL footballers in the future.
Yep. AFL Barwon's done you absolutely no favours with the draw, giving you three finalists in the first 3 weeks. You play Lara in round four, but South Barwon, Colac and Leopold, if you really wanted to know where you're at, you're going to find out very either side of Easter, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's no hiding in the GFL, regardless of who you play. You know you've got to bring your best every week, and every side will have improved somewhat, if not in leaps and bounds. And South Barwon, obviously, there's a lot of excitement about what they're, you know, around their club at the moment, and we really want to be able to test ourselves against those sides. It's about playing consistent football against those sides, and the wins will come if we can play consistent. And we understand that, you know, two quarter matches isn't going to cut it, and that has been the main focus of what we've done this preseason, is to make sure that they can run games out, understand the way we want to move the ball, understand that it's a high pressure game, and we've got to be able to, you know, absorb that pressure and put it back on the opposition as well. So, you know, as far as our preseason is concerned, the boys have given us every indication that we're heading in the right direction. And I suppose a baptism of fire is it's the way it's going to be. The cards that we've been dealt, and we'll just give it our best shot, and I'm sure the boys will put their best foot forward when it comes to it.
Do you hope there's a bit of a, you know, surprise factor about your side this year? Because obviously a bit of late recruiting, and, you know, the kids, you know, are a pre-season bigger, and you get a couple back that missed a bit of last year, that, you know, you're going to look a little bit different to what you were round 18 last year, Adam?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably exciting for us to see where they're at. But obviously, I think everything's going good for every club in pre-season, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah, everybody's flying.
It's pretty easy to think that you're on top of things. So I think we're very fortunate in terms of the way we structured our practice matches, and having Newtown as a hit out before round one, I guess, is something that we wanted to do a little bit differently than what's been done in the past. We have cricketers, and, you know, if we play two games, you know, you might get one full game into the majority of the senior squad come round one. Yeah. And it's just not enough. And I think our performance over the round ones over the last sort of 8 to 10 years has been pretty poor. So we wanted to make that change there, and really trigger, I guess, a bit of a change for the group to say, well, our real round one's Newtown this weekend. And that sort of sets the tone for where we're at. And that'll give us a really good guide. And I think from that game, we can really prepare for South Barwon better than we probably have prepared for round one in the past. Yep. So, yeah, look, we're doing everything we can, but yeah, it's exciting.
Well, gentlemen, really appreciate you both coming in. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time and a bit of an insight into how St Albans are shaping up in season 2019. It's been a long time between drinks in terms of finals, I think going back to 2003, and I know it's small steps, but I think there's some good kids there, and you're on the right track. Best of luck. Battle of the break against South Barwon to kick things off, and look forward to seeing how you progress through 2019.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Chris Carlin and Adam Bishevsky, co-coaches of St Albans. Don't forget, you can get involved in KROC football in 2019 with KROC footy tipping, thanks to Momentum Energy. $1,000 up for grabs for our leading tipster in the AFL, the GFL and the BFL. If you're a Super Saints fan, you nominate them as your club and you win the GFL tipping, you'll also get $1,000 heading out towards the Gordon Oval. So a good result there if you happen to win the GFL tipping in season 2019. You can sign up at krocfootball.com.au. and hit the footy tipping tab. Next in our season countdown series, going to catch up with New St. Joseph's coach, Paul Carson.